Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Southern Sun is een van die grootste hotelgroepe in die land. Dit bedryf 95 hotelle met 17,000 kamers. Nou 80 van hierdie hotelle is in Suid-Afrika. 30 van hulle is in Gauteng, 17 in die Weskaap en 14 in KwaZulu-Natal. Nou van die bekendstes is die Arabella, die Sandton Sun, die Mount Grace en ook die Beverly Hills Hotel. Die groep besit ook die Sandton Konferensiesentrum. Nou Sandton Sun se wortels strek terug tot 1969, toe Saul Kirshner met die hulp van die Suid-Afrikaanse bouery die groep gestig het. Dit was toe die grootste hotelgroep in die suidelike halfrond op daai stadium. En toe was daar 'n klomp groot korporatiewe transaksies, soos die Suid-Afrikaanse brouwery wat die hele maatskappy gekoop het in die 1990s, dis gedenoteer. En toe in 2014 is dit weer verkoop en weer genoteer. En die naam in 2012 het verander na Tsogo Sun. Nou in 2019 het Tsogo Sun sy dobbel- en hotelbesighede van mekaar geskei. En die hotelgroep het toe bekend gestaan as Tsogo Sun Hotels. En in 2022 toe verander die groep sy naam terug na Sandton Sun, sy heel eerste naam wat hy gehad het toe hy begin het in 1969. Interessante geskiedenis. Nou die groep het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde maart aangekondig en het was 'n rekordjaar. Die omset was 19% hoër op 6 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste was amper 90% hoër op 65 sent per aandeel en die direksie het 'n dividend van 12,5 sent per aandeel verklaar. Marcel van Oulak is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof. Marcel, thank you so much for your time. Sandton Sun has had a long and distinguished history, some really interesting transactions along the way. And it is really the product of one of the best entrepreneurs this country has ever seen in Saul Kirshner. Is there a bit of Saul Kirshner legacy still left in the group?
Yeah, it's quite amazing how much he does still have an influence. Well done, you actually got the history right. Most people get it all confused. But yeah, I mean, Sandton Sun gave birth to Sun International, it gave birth to the Saul Sun Casino Group. It's produced like phenomenal things over the years. And obviously Saul went on after that and did a whole international career, ultimately ended up with one and only in the Bahamas and so on. But when you look at the various groups, it's quite amazing. I've got friends and so on that work in Sun International, that work in gaming, and like the DNA is still there. Charge of accounts all the same. It's a long and pretty distinguished history.
Well, you had a pretty good financial year. You label it a record year. Now, obviously, we've came through COVID-19. It hit the hospitality sector really, really hard. So put this performance for us in perspective. How should shareholders look at it?
So it's the highest profits we've ever made. Not the highest occupancy we've ever been. Our last time we peaked out in sort of just before the global financial crisis, we were running at the low 70s, 72% or something like that. But we've never made this kind of profitability. And that really is two factors. One, the complete restructure of the business during COVID fundamentally changed how we do every last department. And I guess it's the only silver lining, as I've said before, that came out of a very traumatic period was that you had to shut down 100 hotels and you basically started from scratch. I think the guy Turvis, Martin Wies, coined the phrase, you're a startup company with 50 years history. And it's so you started from scratch. And that benefit has definitely come through. And we worked very hard to make sure we didn't lose the hard-won gains that we did during that restructuring process. So we're a lot more profitable than we were. And that's where it's a record year. We've never done 1.9 billion EBITDA. We've never made 780 million bottom line profit. So that's worked very nicely. And the system has worked in that we got some good revenue growth on last year. And a little bit of that is still recovering out of the last vestiges of COVID that were in the base. But when you can do 20% of the top line, flowing through to 32% at EBITDA and then 88% at the bottom line, that's how a company with high operational gearing should work. And that's what happened.
Now, so it's mostly internal changes that has led to this increase in profitability, because it's definitely not the economy. Because the economy Correct. Is pretty flat. But I see in your results that your Cape Town-based or your Western Cape-based hotels really performed well. And there are only 17 hotels in the whole group there. Can, you know, so few, in quotation marks, hotels have such a big impact on the rest of the group?
So all hotels are not equal. The one thing we've got in Cape Town is big scale. So if you think where the Sandton, the Cape Town Convention Centre is, we own the Western, which is just under 500 rooms. We own the Cullinan, that's 400 rooms, and we own the Suttons on Waterfront, that's 500 rooms, just on that one city block. Plus, we've got another about 1,500 rooms around town. So the Cape Town hotels are big hotels with a lot of rooms, whereas in Gauteng, for example, we've got 30 hotels. We've got quite a lot of smaller properties. So there's a difference in profitability. As you say, the economy is not helping this. I mean, our year was 58% occupancy. That's back to sort of pre-COVID levels, but that wasn't a great performance pre-COVID either. And that is the SA economy that's missing. The tailwind we've had was the cost cutting, and then the Western Cape tourism has been extremely strong. So the demand from internationals has been, and you see it regularly in the news. Cape Town's voted as one of the great cities to visit and the second most attractive city in the world. And I think Boulder's Beach got named the second or third best beach in the world yesterday. And they've really done a spectacular job on promoting the city of Cape Town. It has a great product delivery, and they've got their air access right, etc. So that is a tailwind that we've got, and we are very fortunate that we own a lot of room stock in Cape Town. And when you've got demand like this, you get pricing power. And that's a fundamental difference between Cape Town and the rest of the countries. You're able to yield your rates up because you've got that boost in demand.
You bought back 10% of your issued share capital during the period, which seems to be very, very aggressive. Why did you do that? Maybe and not return the capital via a dividend or a special dividend to shareholders? And does it not affect the liquidity of your shares?
To an extent it does. I don't want to crush the liquidity by buying back all the shares of the company all the time. At the same time, if the market's not going to recognize what we are worth, and if the shares are trade, we didn't go and approach a specific shareholder, we just took up bids on the market. And we've made it very clear what the cash generating potential of this business is. That if you can buy your shares back at a 15 to 20% after tax, after maintenance capex yield, it makes so much financial sense. I can't buy hotels at 800,000 a key, but that's effectively what we were trading at when we were buying our shares at 4.50. And that's just fundamentally wrong. It's too low. And that's our job as a capital allocator in the end, to say, well, we've got the money. Shareholders are giving up the shares, take them. I think once the market has seen the benefit, and there was a lot of, we were the last of the industries to recover from COVID. Hospitality was hit very hard and took a long time to come back. So I get the skepticism, but we could see the cash flows that were being produced, and we think it was a good allocation of capital.
Marcel, baie dankie. Dit was Marcel van Aulok. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Southern Sun. Johan, aandeelprys vandag 4% op, rekordresultate, yeah. En dit is alles omdat daar aan die engine gewerk is, nie oor die kwaliteit van die pad nie, soos hy ook gesê het, en die aandeelprys die afgelope jaar is nou amper 30% op.
En dink aan Ryk, is wat hy gesê het, dis amper 'n geval van krisisbestuur met COVID gewees. Jy weet, om jou hele besigheid te moet stop en weer aan die gang te kry, en ek dink wat gebeur het was, dit het net gemaak dat hierdie groep harder dink, hulle het alles hersien en hulle is meer gefokus. So wat 'n fantastiese verhaal.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.